Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. It's very silly, but it's got some cool looking art. The story is called Stop, Bot. The story is written by James Yang.
Stop, Bot.
What are you thinking?
Whoa. Whoa. And so today's story is read by Mommy and...
I am a tomato head.
A tomato head. I love it. Mommy and her tomato head. So in the picture...
No. I am the tomato head.
You are the tomato head? There's only one? Oh. Mommy and the tomato head. In the picture, we can see that this is a story that takes place in a big, busy city. Because there's tall buildings with lots of people in them. Okay? So let's figure out what's going on here. In the picture, when we turn the page to the very first page, we see a family. A mom, a dad, a little girl who's got a balloon of a cat. And a little boy who's got a remote control robot. In front of a very tall building. And he says, I have a bot! And unfortunately for him, the robot decides it's just going to go haywire. And it starts to float away. And the whole family says, stop, bot! But it doesn't stop. And luckily for them, they've stopped in front of a building with a very helpful doorman who says, I'll get your bot. And up the stairs he goes, running after the robot, which is floating through the air. Well, everybody in this building, though, wants to help, it sounds like. Because on the next page, we see a gentleman who says, my broom may reach that bot. And he has a very tall broom, and he's trying to swat the bot. Unfortunately, it is beyond his reach. But the next floor up, there's another person who could help. Can my fork and spoon snag your bot? She says, and she has a giant red fork and spoon. She's out grilling, and she's trying to capture him, but can she reach it? No, sadly, she cannot. The next floor is a musician, and he says, honk, this trombone will trap that bot. Now, you know, trombones have that long metal piece that's on them. It's a musical instrument, and it has a slide, a long-looking piece of metal that kind of looks like it could hook onto something. But alas, the bot is beyond the trombone slide. The next floor has an athlete. And he says, play ball! My glove can catch your bot! And he has a massive baseball mitt. And he's trying to capture that bot, which is really flying completely out of control. But no, nothing's happening. And it ran right through, this is so funny, it ran right through this lady who has a very large hairdo, and she says, a bot just brushed by me. And it didn't just brush by her, did it? It went straight through her hair and left a mess. And now she's got a bot-shaped hole in her hair. The next floor has some strange exotic animals on it, like birds and fish and, I don't know, a giraffe. How did they get a giraffe in this building? Yeah. And he says, so we can see a little boy has some exotic animals on this level.
It's a man.
Oh, it's a man, you're right. And he says...
With a mustache.
With a mustache. He says, giraffes are good at getting butts. But he cannot reach the butt, even with his giraffe. The next lady has a Venus flytrap, which is a very unique plant. It eats flies, and it has teeth around it. Well, tiny little fibers that look like teeth. And she says, my plant will just take a little bitty bite. But the bot has flown past her plant. Thank goodness. I wouldn't want to be eaten by a plant, would you? I believe we're getting towards the top of the building now. How many floors are in this building? And the next flight, a gentleman there has a large bunch of bananas. He's hoping to capture the bot's attention with bananas. And he says, this usually works with bots. I think he's thinking of bananas being good for monkeys, though, right? I've never seen a robot go after bananas. Have you? Mm-mm. That is nonsense. But I think I see what might be attracted to bananas. Because at the on the next page, we can see there's something standing on top of this building that says, ooh, bananas. And that something looks brown and kind of hairy. And the doorman, who has been chasing this bot the whole time, now takes those bananas and reaches up with them. And when we turn the next page, he's running back down the stairs as fast as he can. And he says, I've got the bot! And he runs it back down to the very first floor. That's a lot of stairs he's gone up and down today. And he hands it back to the boy, who says, my bot! And at that point, the little girl who has her balloon has let go of it. And the whole family says, balloon! And this poor doorman says, stop! And he looks up and goes, we need more bananas. Because how else is he going to get the bananas away from the giant monkey on top of their building? This is probably one of the silliest stories. Funny, but very silly. And it is also...
The night is falling. I must get the going.
Yep, Mr. Tomato Head is correct. It is the end.
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.